This week, 1 month before the official start of the new fall season, NBC is offering sneak previews of its new primetime efforts. TV critic David Bianculli explains the whys of that NBC strategy, and he gives his picks for the best and the worst of the bunch.
It all started last month when the Fox TV network announced that one of its new sitcoms, a show called Babes, would premiere August 23rd. Top-rated NBC didn't want to give Fox a one-month head start on the season, so it scheduled a sneak preview of one of its new sitcoms, Ferris Bueller, for the same night. Then, to steal the momentum from Fox, NBC added four other sneak previews the same week. After this one-shot unveiling, all five premiere episodes will be repeated in September, a scheduling gimmick that NBC calls the double pump. The funny thing, though, is that Fox's pump ran dry. Fox couldn't get Babes ready in time, so the early premiere was canceled. NBC's early premieres, though, are showing up anyway, and the best and worst of them show up tonight. The best of the early batch, in fact, NBC's best new series of the entire fall season, is a TV spin-off of the movie Parenthood. Now, I know, the odds are against TV making a good series out of a good movie, MASH being the obvious and about the only exception. But Ron Howard and Brian Grazer, who produced the movie Parenthood, are producing the TV series too, and have done a good job of capturing the film's warm, yet anxiety-filled tone. The only actors reprising their movie roles are the younger kids, the ones who played Patty and Justin. But the replacements, especially for the male roles, are well chosen. The Steve Martin role goes to St. Elsewhere star Ed Begley Jr., who, as Gil, is properly flustered as he bursts into his son's class on a false alarm emergency.
I'm here.
Dad!
Mr. Buckman, is anything wrong?
Why did you call me?
I didn't. Oh, my teaching assistant called all the parents. We're going on a class trip next week, and no one will drive, and I told her to tell every parent that we needed them very badly. Oh, I'm sorry if this caused you any upset.
No. Where is this assistant?
Other stars in this large ensemble cast include William Wyndham in the Jason Robards role, Mary Edith Burrell in the Diane Wiest role, and Ken Ober, host of MTV's Remote Control, in the Rick Moranis role of the super yuppie. Ober's smart-aleck manner serves him well here, as when his character challenges the young teacher at a daycare center.
Well, why don't you hang out and
just a second, Miss Robin. I don't know if my wife, Miss Susan, explained our situation. You see, I'm an educational theorist. Which of the three forms of intelligence do you stress here? Cognitive, creative, or instrumental?
They mostly just play in the sand.
Parenthood is worth catching now. I'll catch up with the other shows during their second pump next month, but I better warn you now about tonight's Hull High, another NBC premiere. It's like Mr. Novak or Room 222 with music video inserts, or a bad version of Fame. How bad? I'll leave you with this little sample, a fantasy sequence in which Nancy Vallon, as the sexpot English teacher, sings about similes while writhing around in a red leather jumpsuit. With shows like this, one pump is plenty.
Metaphor is nothing more than seeing with both eyes. A simile, simplicity itself. Just your bare ideas in provocative disguise. Take the dust of Shakespeare off the shelf. Use your imagination. Bring a little excitement to your world.
Gives language arts a whole new meaning. David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.